the upset label. It may be a surprise, but I'm not sure the way our game is played throughout the course of the year, and certainly with conference tournaments and then postseason tournaments, there are not really that many upsets.
My boy's wicked smart.
All right, welcome back in the zone. A big tip of the cap to Harvard. Nerds no longer, my friend. Just really smart, really good basketball players.
The quarterback from Harvard, who was the guy, Buffalo Bills guy, this past couple of years?
Would you?
Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald.
What was that again, Matty T?
Fitzgerald, Fitzpatrick.
That's Buffalo Bill. Fitzgerald.
One more time.
Would you? Wait. Raymond Pampers.
Not that Buffalo.
Oh, he said it better than anybody.
He said, "Put the lotion in the basket."
Although he plays with his wedding ring on, which is really strange. He said, the NFL is the only profession where going to Harvard is looked at as a disadvantage. And I think that could be said for the NBA as well until Jeremy Lin. And now you look at what Tommy Amaker has done. It's amazing. And there's a lot of talent. Listen, let me tell you something, what Harvard has, much like Vanderbilt. They got a recruiting pitch now. They got Harvard. To be a part of that is something that not many people are a part of. And obviously, being in a metropolitan city, I know it sounds crazy, but you can recruit nationally and internationally.
Is that your thing? You come into a bar, you read some obscure passage, and then pretend you pawn it off as your own idea just to impress some girls, embarrass my friend? See, the sad thing about a guy like you is in 50 years, you're going to start doing some thinking on your own, and you're going to come up with the fact that there are two certainties in life. One, don't do that. And two, you dropped 150 grand on a cuff on education you could have got for $1.50 in late charges at the public library.
Yeah, but I will have a degree, and you'll be serving my kids fries at a drive-thru on our way to a skiing trip.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but at least I won't be unoriginal.
So you got that.
That's beautiful.
Double burger.
Don't mess with
double
Mr. Will
burger.
Hunting. All right, it is 11:10. We're going to talk a little Razorback items. Razorbacks actually are not back on the court until 10 o'clock Central Time Monday night.
You'll be in bed.
No, I won't because I'm on vacation. I'm not getting up early Tuesday, so I'll be watching it.
Ah, okay.
It is televised. I believe it's on ESPN or ESPN2.
Yes, sir. ESPN,
it's on the Ocho.
Buddy.
No, it's actually, they get better TV play.
They do.
I'm searching around last night, and it sucks, because when you're trying to find, go back between two games, it's fine. When you're trying to find four different games and one of them's true TV, forget about it.
You got
to
memorize the stations.
No one even knows where that is,
11,
man.
10-11, 1164, 111, 8111.
Pat, yesterday I finally remembered that ESPN, yeah, definitely 1111.
Oh, no. 1164!
Definitely true TV HD, yeah.
Pet burn hand.
Yeah, definitely tomato soup, very hot. 117 degrees. Yesterday, I finally just learned 1605 is ESPN HD, okay? I mean, come
did
on,
really?
Baby steps, kid, baby steps.
You know what's great about the Xbox One? You just say, Xbox, watch ESPN.
Yeah, true TV HD, definitely.
That's
definitely
all you got to do.
Yeah.
They have TVs that do that?
It's called Xbox One.
68 teams. Definitely a 12 seed over a 5 seed.
Is it the most ironic thing that True TV has the fakest shows?
That is
irony. Is that coincidence?
Let me tell you something. There were some true upsets yesterday on True TV, Cowboy.
One good show, Impractical Jokers, I got to say.
Oh, very, very real.
Well, it's kind of a little bit of a, I don't know, the one where they go to Texas. I don't know if you guys ever saw Impractical Jokers.
No.
I love that show.
I watch True TV once a year.
There was a very interesting exchange between Justin and Matt the other day about Wahlburgers. I was cracking up
Wahlburgers,
at my desk.
Yeah,
Justin was giving it to him.
Like, he
likes a better show? It's pretty. I've seen it twice. I thought it was pretty entertaining.
But it's as real as lizard lick towing.
Well, let me go ahead and just.
I never know what channel it's on. I mean,
it's
one of those things.
It's A&E.
I liked it, but okay. Where is it? When's
not
it
to
on?
I don't know. I just happened on
it. It's on after Storage Wars.
Not to relive it, but I will say this.
Yeah. What?
They are running an actual business, and I'm working on getting a Wahlburger franchise here, so shut it. And you know what?
That'd be great.
If I get it, you can't have any because your attitude blows.
No, get him a Matty T.
That show makes me want to not watch Entourage.
Yeah. If Matty T was going to do a burger joint, it'd be made out of actual people. So I don't know about that. That'd be called Buffalo Bill's Burger Joint.
Put the lotion on.
I don't know how many of those you'll sell.
All our burgers have lotion on them. And they're made out of poodles. Oh, prayers.
Okay, let me get Kathy in here. We got to talk Razorbacks. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Fantastic. What's how are up? You?
I'm good. I'm really glad you're back, Pat, because you and Justin just cracked me up.
Well, I love you, too.
But what I want to know, Louisville who broke his leg.
Yes, Kevin Weir.
Where is he? Is he playing? Or
he had a medical red shirt this year. Medical red shirt. He actually, I pulled it up because I know you are going to ask about that. Early on in the season, he got kicked during a game on the same leg.
By a horse, oddly enough.
And no, Sarah Jessica Parker was not playing. So he had to get an MRI, and they just said, let's shut it down this year. So he took a medical red shirt, which, you know, let me tell you, the rich get richer. He'll be back next season, then, hopefully stronger.
And Rick Pitino said, who the hell let a horse in here? I got some stuff all over my white suit. I'm very angry. I'm going out for Italian tonight. Who wants to come? Oh, all right, Kathy.
Stay out of the bathrooms.
Thank you.
Kathy had great enthusiasm.
Boy, she's a lot more excited about us getting back together than I am. What's up, JW?
J-Dub!
Hey, what's up, guys? Oh, well, it's funny about that True TV you are talking about. It's the fakest stuff on
it is.
TV, you know. Their actual slogan is, it's not reality, it's actuality. So it's acting out reality. Everything on that is fake. They even say everything's fake.
Next thing you're going to tell me is Clash of the Ozarks and Crowbar Russell isn't real.
Pat, let me tell you something. There is more reality in Clash of the Titans than there is in Clash of the Ozarks, all right?
I just thought that slogan was funny.
Zeus is an actual guy. I mean, come on. I don't know about the glow-in-the-dark cape, but nevertheless.
Do you think anybody in Massachusetts watches Clash of the Ozarks?
I don't know. It's funny because—
What do you think they have up there? They got a bunch of rednecks. They just live in a different part of the country. They love it.
That's true in Michigan. That's exactly
The biggest redneck population might be in New Hampshire. Yeah. But you're right. Similarly, when A&E played the one about the reality show about South Boston, Southie Rules.
Southie. Yeah.
The most hideous, ridiculously dumb show of all time.
Well, it's
until I suck.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is, all it does is it takes these generalizations about a certain group of people, and then you just blow it up. It's a beautiful thing. JW, appreciate the call.
My favorite thing is when they're about to fight, all of a sudden, miraculously, mysteriously, the cameraman drops the camera somehow, and all you hear is all you see is dirt flying up in the air. And
yeah, the first
you're
time
saying it's faux fighting. Yes.
The last time I saw that, it was called Blair Witch Project. It was awesome.
Crowbar Russell, open invite into the zone.
No question. Crowbar, hammer, all you guys. Screwdriver, you guys are all welcome.
You know they run some moonshine up there.
You and I have had some Applejack before. Speaking of our friends from Blackberry Smoke. Pat and I got on the bus with the guys from Blackberry Smoke one time, and they go, you want some Applejack? And I'm like, the only time I've ever seen Applejack was when the guy in
the caretaker in the longest yard made in Raisin Jack in the toilet in the prison.
He hid it in his toilet.
Yes, they hide it in... Gets Burt Reynolds drunk.
There was no toilet or Ziploc bag. It was actually in a mason jar, so we tried some. It was quite good.
Dudes in prison are very resourceful about making liquor.
There's no question. They can make liquor. They can make boyfriends. They're all kinds of good stuff.
You know it's more expensive?
You got a pretty mouth.
A cigarette is more expensive in prison than a marijuana
really?
Joint.
A jazz cigarette.
Interesting.
Tobacco is more expensive than weed.
And they use it as contraband.
Matty T gets both of those things the same way.
Matty T's like, where do I sign up?
Hey, I never did it. Okay.
I wouldn't suggest that. It's not in a place.
For those of you who are going to be focused solely on basketball this weekend, including most of us, there is actually baseball going on, college baseball this weekend. Razorbacks hosting Alabama. I was hoping there was going to be a basketball-baseball twin bill on Sunday, but it is not to be because basketball is on the road. And there is no game on Sunday in basketball, only baseball.
Now, I see they play at 6:35 today.
They do play at 6:35 today, Matty T.
Are we carrying this?
Yes, we'll be carrying that on 103.7 The Buzz. First pitch. Tomorrow, 2:05, 1:30 pregame. Tonight, it'll be Spencer Turnbull for Arkansas, 2-1 on the season with a .31 ERA. Tomorrow, it's Justin Camplin, 2-2 with a .367, and then John Keller, 4-0 with a .163. That is the Alabama pitching rotation. For Arkansas, it'll be Jalen Beeks. And Trey Killian on Saturday. Trey's not one, but he's got a 3.06 ERA. Can the brother get a little run support? Trey may have to change his name to Cliff Lee if he doesn't start getting a little run support.
I know, huh?
And then the pitching for Arkansas on Sunday is TBA.
Well, listen, Van Horn knows what he's doing, and he stockpiles those pitchers. That's his goal, is pitching, and it's worked for him.
I do want to give a little credit here where it's due. Tennessee off to a great start this year, 18-2 overall. Their basketball team's still in the NCAA tournament.
A big boy?
I don't think they're ranked, but they've had a gaudy record after a good non-conference run.
Hey, talk to me the tournament time.
Okay. The new defensive coordinator, according to our friends at Hootons, is studying video, getting familiar with the Arkansas defense. Coach Shannon says they are
better. No way.
A lot better, he says. They're a year older.
Awesome.
The group I had last year was the first time those guys had ever played. Yeah,
football?
A lot of them.
Ever?
Sports, I think, in general. anyway, so Arkansas's defense has nowhere to go but up. Shannon
says, let me ask you this. Do you think it was having to learn the system? Was it them getting just a year better, older, stronger?
Older's not always better, unfortunately, but hopefully it
yeah,
will be for
about
Arkansas.
It.
Brooks Ellis, the outstanding, well, we think he'll be an outstanding defensive player for Arkansas, getting some praise. Coach Shannon says he's got to build on it. He's got to build on what he did last spring. It's my job to make sure he understands that each and every day he's got to be the best he can be and not sit back and say, I am the guy. Well, get to work, my man.
Let me ask you a question, Justin.
Okay.
If you're Corliss Marshall, and you're obviously athletically the kid could do whatever he wants, and you watch how, I don't know where it ranks in terms of cornerbacks in the NFL, where they are in terms of highest paid, but you've got to assume QBs, defensive ends, cornerbacks, they're in terms of position-wise. Now, I don't know how that's always been, but when you watch these guys, Darrell Revis and who just signed with the Broncos, Keeb Tlaib.
Rogers Cromartie.
These guys are getting high. The kid, the guy that went from the Raiders to the Eagles. These
Asamoah.
And you're looking at it, you're like, okay, I could be a running back. I could be a running back, get my brains knocked in, have an average NFL career of 3 years, get dropped to the curb, or I can be a cornerback making $10 to $15 million a year.
I'd much rather be a cornerback, but you're making it sound very simple. That's like the guy that called in after Arkansas lost to South Carolina and said, why didn't they give it to Qualls and let him dunk it? But I agree with you. Theoretically, it would be much better to be a corner.
Well, if you're there to better – well, to look at what your career is, what is going to be your career? How can I – if I'm looking at shaping my career, I'm saying, my God, look at what I can do from that defensive side, safety, defensive back, versus a third running back.
Charles yeah. Woodson starting his 17th year in the NFL.
I'm going to guess.
How many 17-year-old running
backs? I'm going to guess if he was a receiver or running back, he would not be a 17-year guy.
Probably not.
Exactly.
That's my point, though.
That
so what would
point.
You do? What would you do
well,
if you're him?
I don't know.
Listen,
coach, let them run.
I said this because I saw the kid play in high school. Joe Adams, I think, would have been a better cornerback than a wide receiver.
I
he was an
that.
Excellent receiver. Hey. He was as good in the back pedal in high school as anybody I've ever seen in my life.
I would agree with that.
And what are you going to do?
I don't know how long it takes to get those skills is my other point to where now can you go from, you know, your last year in college and try to do it? If I'm him, I'm saying to myself, let me get 2-3 years in college of learning this skill.
Mm-hmm. If I'm Corliss Marshall, I want to be an NFL safety more than an NFL running back. If that's your point, then absolutely I agree 100%.
That's a good
point. I would also say Arkansas is stockpiled at running back, and you'll get more opportunities to be at safety.
Yep.
They need you a lot more over there. Second of all, I would say that last year in the spring game, going back to that, when Patrick Arenz went crazy, we all thought, wow, we got a new stud at running back.
Capable
Turned
of
out it said a lot more about the defense than it said anything about Patrick Arenz, because guess what? He played like he had like 5 carries last year.
He does have the greatest Twitter handle of all time. Paperboy Pat.
I love it. Well, I hope he has a good year this year. He is figuring in at fullback again. Jeff Taylor coming up at 11:30. The NCAA tournament is underway today. Duke out to an early 9-5 lead over Mercer. That game is on CBS. Here's your schedule for today if you're trying to tune in. Baylor, Nebraska coming up at 11:30 on True TV. That game is being played in San Antonio. Marv Albert, Steve Kerr will have the call. Not that you care about that.
I do like those guys, though.
I do, too. New Mexico and Stanford at 12:30 today. Arizona, Weber State at 1 o'clock. And then UMass and Tennessee playing at 1:30. That's a game that I really am interested in watching. The Louisiana Lafayette Creighton game, which I think is going to be closer than the experts think, is at 2 o'clock on True TV. I'll be shocked if – well, not shocked. I'll be surprised if they cover the Vegas number of 14.
Listen, the bad thing about that is what I hate is, yes, it may be a lot closer than people think, but you want to see Doug McDermott in this tournament. He could be how
I'd like
Steph
to see him,
Curry was with Davidson a few years back.
I'd like to see him get beat in the first round by Louisiana.
No, I want to watch him.
Well, I don't. I want to see
Again,
Lafayette beat
Creighton
him.
Games, we don't get to see a
I'd
lot
like
of them.
To see him in the Final Eight.
Just to watch
eight.
Him play,
yeah,
though. I mean,
sure.
It's a unique story.
What's wrong with the Raging Cajuns' Alfred Payton? You got a problem with the Sun Belt Conference,
okay.
Pat? I'd love to see
me.
SFA, and
Fair
I'd
enough.
Love to see the Sun Belt go deep. It's good for the conference. The other thing is, and I remember a few years ago when Northwestern State knocked off Iowa, your boy Jess Settles. They did something you couldn't do. They beat Jess Settles. He was 35 at the time. Kansas, Eastern Kentucky, Gonzaga, Oklahoma State rounds out the afternoon slate. I will not go through the evening slate just yet, but we'll get into it a little bit later. Razdan?
Hey, Rich, sir. What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
As much as I was going to tell Pat, his buddy Kenny Wayne got arrested in the Gazette today on page 3.
Oh, dango, dango.
Yeah.
What'd they take him down for? Hustling some moonshine, some Applejack?
Illegal machine guns.
Illegal?
Yeah, it's on page 3 of the
Man, come on. That's Clash of the Ozarks 101. Legalize your machine guns.
Do we have legal machine guns?
I was going to tell Justin, I thought you were lying about the lighters, you know. So one night I was laying in bed, and the pressure come on. And it really is a liger.
Yeah. I cannot believe that nobody has accepted it as a mascot.
What?
A liger.
Who?
Plastic Tech doesn't have to be a good mascot for them.
Yeah, it would be.
Plastic Tech liger.
I got no problem with that.
That's all I had.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks,
appreciate
Razdan.
It. He didn't know that. He thought I was joking around about the liger. He didn't know it was an actual animal, that they had actually bred a lion and a tiger. Some sick animal came up with that idea.
You think Napoleon Dynamite would just make stuff up?
Good
of
point.
Course it's true.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
That was a documentary.
He
probably
joke about
would if
that.
He didn't have the oversight of his good buddy. So
Uncle Rico.
No. I'm talking about his school buddy.
Oh. Pedro?
Pedro, who I
vote
voted
for Pedro.
I voted for Pedro twice.
Pedro, hey, was Pedro awesome. Made an appearance at a Rimrockers game.
No way.
Back in the day. Yes, he Wait. Did the real life Pedro.
He's got a twin brother, you know. An identical twin brother.
Yeah, he
was an employee of the month with Dane Cook and Dax Shepard.
That was a pretty funny movie.
That Dane
that's
Cook
an
does,
underrated movie.
It is.
Pretty,
I like
it was
that movie.
It's pretty good. Man.
I hate Dane Cook though.
Dane Cook's the worst.
He is the worst.
I would. So you tell me that you think.
I agree
he,
with that.
Are you? You tell me that you think Pedro pulled a Jose Canseco and sent his twin brother.
Yeah, or a Gallagher. Remember when he put sent Gallagher 2
Gary,
out, smash watermelons.
I'm so glad to be at the Rimrockers.
Gary Hogan will beat them all up. No big deal.
I love the.
Hey, did you guys talk about UALR whipping Oklahoma in baseball?
In depth,
11-2 or something,
sorry,
right?
No, I'm joking. We did.
That's an impressive win.
He's got the number, boy.
An inning by inning breakdown.
Yeah. Okay.
The funny thing is, he's a big Oklahoma fan.
I didn't get the list.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's from Okie.
We're due for a new. We're due for another show.
Yeah, Scott Norwood show. Maybe I'll call him. He'll come up next week.
Coach Norwood, door's open. Well, it's not open, but it's unlocked.
We need to get his dad to give us golf lessons. He could help us.
I don't think that's his father, but it's
Isn't
a good,
it?
It's good in theory. Win.
Maybe his dad can play. I thought they were related.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're,
I thought
they
all
may
those
be
guys
related.
Over there, I thought it was nepotism.
Well, you think all the people at UALR, there's inbreeding over there? What
I
are you trying to
that
say?
Every Acree was related to every other Acree.
Well, we are.
There is a Justin Acree out there.
Yeah, the
I found him. I tried to track him
is
down.
Is there another Justin Acree?
He didn't spell it the right way.
The real Justin Acree.
Oh, the one from Pennsylvania? Yeah, there's one from Pennsylvania.
I friended about 10 different people on Facebook named Matt Travis.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You guys gonna have a convention?
I'm just a weirdo.
That is strange.
You're gonna be at Comic-Con together. Yeah.
I did work with a guy in the same company that his name was Patrick Bradley, and I got his check one time. It's true. I know.
There's
him.
Probably thousands of Patrick Bradleys.
Did
that's,
he make?
Yeah, that's a good Irish name.
Did he make more than you or less than you?
There's only one Patrick Henry Bradley. Well, let me put it this way: I kept his check.
Yeah.
Patrick Henry life. Bradley. He
I
said,
never thought
give
about
me
that.
Liberty or give me three pointers.
You could cash that legally, right?
Yeah, I can do whatever I want.
I mean, no, it'll come back to you, but I'm saying you could at the time you could take it in and legally it's got your name on it.
And that's right. Legally, I could go to his house and take his wife, too, but I didn't do it.
Hey, that puts SEC players in jail cashing checks twice. Don't do that.
You might want to check the legality of
that. I think you're only supposed to do that if it's your brother. Then it's okay.
After I kiss him on the lips?
After he dies. I think it's fine.
It's got to be your boy.
In fact, you're supposed to do that. Isn't that old school Bible and then the Old Testament?
It's like levirate marriage, exactly.
I think the oldest son's supposed to take care of the mother. I don't know about his brother's
wife. Easy,
wives.
Oedipus. I don't know about all that. John, what's up?
No! Stop it. That's gross.
John, are you there? John,
yeah,
speechless.
I'm here.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was doing some backpedaling.
Yeah, so are we.
Hey, listen, Pat, the Razorbacks, obviously, in basketball, have improved this year since we've played California. But I was wondering, do you know if California and SMU and LSU, potential NIT future opponents, have they improved? And what are our chances when we play California?
Well, Cal, if you guys, I don't know if you guys saw that game. They were very impressive. They got a tough point guard, Justin Cobbs, pretty thick kid. And their big guy... I don't know if it, I think it was Solomon who actually was out that first round game. They, I don't know if they, it's, I don't know, I can't say that they've improved. I do know that they are just, they're similar to Arkansas where they've had their ups and downs. I don't want to say they've improved, but they're tough. They got some pretty athletic big guys. And like I said, Justin Cobbs, that point guard, was a guy that impressed me. I don't know if they'll be at full strength on Monday because this center is out.
Good.
So we'll see.
Arkansas needs all the help they can get. Next week, if Arkansas does lose, the good news is Suddenlink's here to help you with Walking with Dinosaurs. You can watch Walking with Dinosaurs if Arkansas happens to get bounced. Not to mention American Hustle, Frozen, and Saving Mr. Banks came out this week on Suddenlink. Matt's seen them all, and he liked which best? Frozen, Saving Mr. Banks, or American Hustle?
Frozen, American Hustle, Saving Mr. Banks.
Okay, good. That sounds
in that order.
Suddenlink home phone also for $25 a month for life. For life. They also have a home line for you that gives 911 operators your exact address the instant you call them. Good luck on a cell phone with that. Just saying. They make it so cheap you should actually have a home line. Just saying. And again, that's Suddenlink On Demand. Fantastic. It's Suddenlink Channel 1. 10,000 titles available, many for free. TV and movie favorites for you, including the ones I mentioned. Get many new releases 28 days before Netflix or Redbox ever thought about it. And live pay-per-view events in HD. Most of them in sports. Awesome stuff. It is Suddenlink, 979-836-6901 or online at suddenlink.com.
Richard Solomon is the big 6'10 guy.